Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line, Ms. Milana Bell.
It's Milena.
I knew I was going to say that wrong. I'm sorry. It's Milena so Bell.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Milena, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
M as in Mary,
uh-huh.
E-L-A, N as in Nancy, A.
Okay, Milena, and then can you spell your last name?
B as in boy, E-L-L.
Okay, Milena Bell. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay, yes.
All right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with the claim?
No.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's after using Roundup?
It was myself.
Yourself? Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. How are you doing today? Are you in remission or are you still getting treatment?
No, I'm... had a relapse in March, but other than that, I'm okay.
Okay, that's good to hear. I'm glad. What type of non-Hodgkin's was it?
B-cell lymphoma.
B-cell, okay. Was it the diffuse large B-cell?
That, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I just had a nosebleed out of nowhere.
Oh, okay. You okay?
Can I grab some tissue? Hold on. One second.
No problem.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I just hope you're okay.
No, I don't know why my nose is started bleeding out of nowhere.
Oh.
Dryness, I guess.
Is it I was going to say the dryness of winter sometimes? Or fall, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. But I never get nosebleeds. That was weird. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm back. Sorry, I guys, really.
That's okay. No problem. Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions here for the diagnosis and the usage of Roundup. So what year were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in August of 22.
August of 2022. Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And then this is for yourself. Do you remember the specific date in August?
August 15th.
August 15th, okay. And what was your age when you were diagnosed?
I was 46.
46, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. James Chang.
James Chang, that's C-H-A-N-G.
C as in Charlie, H-A, N as in Nancy, and G as in George, yes.
Okay, all right, perfect. And what was the name of the hospital or the facility?
It was St. Mary's Center for Cancer.
Okay. And what city was that in?
It's in Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact address, but I can look it up if you want me to.
Yes,
they're
please.
Over on... Okay, give me 1 second.
Uh-huh.
They're in Arlington, that's all I know.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay, 6, are you ready?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
645 North Arlington Street.
Okay.
Reno, Nevada, 89511.
89511, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and it was Arlington Street?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a phone number for the facility?
Let me go back and like, hold on. Oh. I hate Google.
It's okay, take your time.
Okay, their phone number is, oh my gosh, oh, they have like a, oh, that's for the breast cancer. Oh, let's see, married. Okay. Okay, 775 770 7410.
7 4.
On the address, I forgot to tell you, they're in suite 120.
Oh, okay, perfect. Suite 120 in Reno, Nevada.
Right.
Okay.
And I had the zip code wrong. It's 89503.
03. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. So I'll just change it here. Okay, and then the phone number, I'm going to repeat it. I have 775-770-7410.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And what was the last time that you were treated? What was the date?
My treatment stopped in August. No. Okay, so it stopped in my treatment was done in September of 20. Well, that's when I started it. I only did 7 cycles for about once a month, so it
Okay,
stopped.
so
Yeah, whatever. I don't
once
have
a
the exact
month.
date.
Okay, when did you start?
I started in September 12th of 2022.
September 12th.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you did 7 months of that?
Yes.
Okay, so let me see if I can pull it up here. So around March of 2023, I
March,
think.
yeah, March 23, yeah.
March. Okay, so I'll put that down here. Okay, and what is your date of birth?
My birthday is February 18th, 76.
February 18 of 76. Okay, and do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
I do, but they're at the hospital.
Okay, no problem. But you have a way to request them, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then do you have your birth certificate that you can provide if the attorneys need it?
I do.
Yes, okay.
I have
And then,
no idea where it would be, but yeah.
okay, no problem. You have time to get it. And then are
Okay.
you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Yes, okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I am about 5'6", 207 pounds.
Okay. And then for identification purposes, can you verify your social?
It is 265-81. Are you sure? I feel really uncomfortable giving that over the phone with these days with all the.
Oh, no, I totally understand. Yeah, this is just so the attorneys can verify that it's you. That's why they use your height and weight, your social, and then your birth certificate. This is also a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you'll also get a call from the attorney. So this is just step one.
Okay. Yeah, I always feel weird about my social security number.
No, I totally understand. Yeah, you have to be careful. You can provide
Yeah.
the last
Is it
four.
mandatory? Okay.
Yeah, it is required, but you can provide the last four if you don't feel comfortable.
Okay. Can I do that? 1-3-6-6. I'm sorry. There's just so many scams and everything going on in the world, and I'm just like,
No, I totally
I guess
understand.
I'm totally paranoid about that.
Of course, I understand, yeah. And I'll also give you the phone number and the name of the attorneys if that makes you feel more
Okay.
comfortable. Yeah. So
Okay, yeah.
what I do here is I'm just the intake specialist. I take calls and I p help people find the right attorneys for their specific case.
Okay.
All right. So what was the last four?
1-3-6-6.
1 3 6 6. Okay. All right, perfect. And then now I'm going to ask you some questions about Roundup and how you used it. So was it
Okay.
at home or at work?
I used it at home on my lawn and stuff.
At home, on the lawn. Okay. And how big of an area was it where you used it?
I don't know, 9. I'm so bad at measurements.
Mm-hmm.
A
Just
normal size.
to the best of your knowledge, yeah. Was it just like the front lawn, backyard, or?
It was the front and backyard, and I'd probably say about 12 square feet maybe
12
in
square
the
feet.
back.
Okay.
I think so. I'm so bad at measurements. It's never been my thing. And
That's
then
okay.
the front area
So it was just
wasn't
like
that
a, was it like a regular home size
big. Backyard, yeah.
backyard? Okay. Okay, so front lawn and backyard.
And the
Okay.
front area wasn't, there wasn't much to the front versus the back, so.
Okay, so a bigger backyard than the front. Okay, no problem.
Yes.
And then, did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a hose?
It's a spray bottle.
Spray bottle, okay.
Yeah, I would mix it with water in a spray bottle.
Okay, so you mixed it, so it was a concentrate.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, did anybody else in your household also use the product? Or
Nope, that was pretty much my duty.
it was mostly you? Okay, no problem. And then, what was the address of the place where you used it?
Where I used it,
Uh-huh.
or 1019
Uh-huh.
Brooktree,
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
1019 Brooktree
Brooktree?
Drive.
Okay. Was that Reno, Nevada?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sparks, Nevada.
Oh, okay. Can you spell that for me?
Sparks.
Oh, Sparks, Nevada. Okay.
Yeah.
So 1019 Brooktree Drive in Sparks, Nevada. Okay. And is that
Yeah,
your.
that's my address.
Okay. So that's your current address?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So
Is
ten.
that that's what you're asking for? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so I was asking for the address of the house where you sprayed Roundup. Sometimes it's the same place, sometimes it's a different place. So.
Oh, okay, I got you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I got you. I was confused.
That's okay. So this is the place where you currently live. You didn't move?
No, I was confused. I thought you were asking me for my address where I'm at currently. The address where I was living at was also in Sparks, but at 314 M Street.
314. Okay. You said M as in mom.
M is in there. Yeah, just M
Okay.
by itself.
M Street. Okay. So that's the house where you sprayed Roundup as well?
Yes.
Okay. So 314 M Street, Sparks, Nevada. Okay. So one more time. Did you use Roundup at M Street and also at Brooktree?
No, I haven't been here at Brooktree very long.
Okay. So just M Street. Got it. Okay. All right. And when you used Roundup, was it at least 10 days or more?
I used it for about 10 years.
For 10 years in total. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was my next question. So would you say that you used it for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what year did you start using Roundup?
I started using it in 22. Or, I mean, it started using it in 2012. I stopped using it in 22.
Okay, so 10 years from 2012 to 2022.
2022.
Okay, that makes sense. And then how many times a month would you use it?
I used it about two or three times a week, so
Mm-hmm.
probably about 12 times a month or
Is
more.
it 12 times a month?
We two or three times a week, usually just depending on how busy I was that week and I got to the yard work, but I'd say about two or three times a week, so.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
about 12 times a month.
12 times a month. Okay, and did you use it every single month or just seasonally?
Sometimes seasonally, but if they were bad, right before winter would hit. Usually in winter, I wouldn't use it.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, so just during the hot months. And then, so how many months out of the year would you say?
Probably about, let's see. 6 months, maybe 7 months.
6 or 7 months. Okay, so I'll put 7 months out of the year. Okay, so 7 times 12.
That might have been even probably a little bit more because I really didn't use it until it got like the grounds were frozen solid and we don't. So I'm thinking Nevada's weather is so temperamental.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but you can never, we've had snow in July, so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. I've been to Vegas a few times, but I'm not too familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, only when it was like really snowy and the grounds were frozen, I didn't use it. And that's probably about 3 months out of the year. So I'd say probably about 9 months.
So 9 months. Okay. So
yeah.
9 months and then using it 12 times a month. So let me see here. Okay, so it looks like 102 times a year and then times 12 years. So that's about 1,296 times of exposure. Okay.
No, not 12 years, only 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. I'm so sorry. Yes, you're right. I was looking at the wrong number, 12
okay.
times a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 12 times a month for 9 months out of the year, and then that times 10 years. So it's 1,080 times of exposure. So that's what I'll put here. Okay. And did you ever use any protective equipment, anything like gloves or masks?
Gloves. I never used a mask.
Uh-huh. Okay. So just gloves. Okay. And then what stores did you normally buy Roundup?
From the Home Depot.
The Home Depot? Okay.
Yeah. And I went to the same Home Depot because my son worked there.
Oh, okay, nice. That was really convenient. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right.
It seems like it's the only time I get to see his little ass. I go
oh.
into his job.
To visit him, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, and then do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover product at all?
No, I don't.
No, okay. That's fine. I know some people keep their receipts for a very long time, or some people still use Roundup, so they'll have it in the garage, but that's okay.
Okay.
All right. And then the phone that we're on right now, is this your smartphone or is it a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Cell phone. Okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open email if needed?
I am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. The reason why I'm asking is because it looks like we're moving forward here. So far, you meet the minimum requirements. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign. It's the retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And now I'm going to ask a few questions about illnesses. Just let me know if you've had any of these in the past.
Okay.
All right. Any HIV or AIDS or autoimmune disease?
No.
No. Okay. Any hepatitis C or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
No. Any diabetes or other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No. I went to the doctor last month and I was pre-diabetic, but nothing diabetic yet and no other cancers.
Okay. Perfect. No problem. And then any family history of cancer?
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Okay. All right. And then what about any organ transplants?
No.
No. Okay. Any hepatitis B or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Any lupus?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then I said
media for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. I'm trying to enunciate as best as I can.
That's okay. I have a hard time pronouncing the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It's a mouthful for sure.
Yeah, it took me a long time before I finally was able
yeah.
to say that one without biting my tongue.
I hear that. That's okay. All right. And then just to confirm your date of birth one more time, I heard February 18 of
1976.
71?
76.
Oh, 76. Okay. I heard that wrong. One more time. Okay. February 18, 1976.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay.
Natural born female.
All right, no problem. Just a required question here. And then,
No, it's okay.
yeah.
I do get so confused about that transgender and binary stuff that I'm just like, I don't know why they'd have to go into all that, but whatever.
yeah.
To each their own.
Right. And are you married?
I am not.
No, okay. Do you have a middle initial?
K.
K as in kangaroo?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then how did you first find out that Roundup might be connected to your illness? So where did you find out about the lawsuit?
From a post I saw on social media.
A post on social media. Okay. And then when was that? Was that this year or when?
That I saw the post?
Uh-huh.
No, I was, that I filled out the post. Yes, it was this year.
This year. Okay. All right, and then I have your phone number here, 775-343-5359.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is a good email for you?
It's my first name, Milena.
Uh-huh.
And then 76, and then my last name, Bell.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com, okay.
Correct.
All right, so that's where I'm going to send the document once we're done with the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see what else is here.
Do I have to find a printer to print it or?
No. So it'll be an electronic document through DocuSign. You just have to tap
okay.
and fill out your signature like with your finger.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then one more time to verify, we said you started using Roundup in 2012 and then you stopped in 2022.
Correct.
Okay, and then it was monthly for 9 months out of the year. Okay. Okay, and then you used the product in the state of Nevada, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you need to know any medications or anything that I was on?
Yes, that's actually the next question here. Let me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me just make sure everything else is correct here. Did you personally spray Roundup? Was it you using the product or somebody else around you?
No, it was me.
Okay. Okay, and then you used it in the front yard and the backyard.
I used to live by that stuff, man.
I know, a lot of people did. I mean, because it worked, right?
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know.
I started, like, pulling them by hand and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so it was you directly exposed. Okay, and then do you live near a water well at all, or do you get your water from a well?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
No, okay. Do you have just regular tap water?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so most likely no, okay. And then, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
Not that I know of.
No, okay. Right. And then, have you ever been a smoker?
I am a smoker.
Okay. Approximately for how many years?
Probably for about 20 years.
Okay.
But it's always been like about less than a pack every 2 days. And actually recently I've cut back to where a pack can last me about all week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. So I'll write that down here for about 20 years. And are you currently employed?
I am not.
No. Okay. Have you ever lost time from work from any surgeries or treatment related to your condition?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No. My grandfather has, but not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. No problem. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I have not.
No. Okay. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
I am in the process of getting ready to file for disability. But I have not done so yet.
Okay, so in the process, but not fully right now. Okay, and then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been committed, I'm sorry, convicted of a crime?
No.
Oh, okay. And then we have the doctor information. Okay. And then would you like to share anything about how your diagnosis of lymphoma has impacted your life? It could be anything emotional, physical, financial. What would you say were the biggest challenges?
Probably emotionally and financially. Insurance doesn't cover a lot sometimes, but emotionally mainly.
Mainly, okay. All right, so I'll write that here. Emotional stress.
Yeah, I
I
think
guess.
anything with cancer behind it or something, this is scary.
Right. Yeah, I know it kind of impacts your whole life. And again, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but I'm glad you're still here and I'm glad I could help you today.
Oh, thank you. I think the worst part was probably the chemo too. That's not fun.
The chemo. Okay. All right. Okay, so you did have chemo, and then what other medications did you take?
Just pain pills and steroids.
Pain pills, okay, and steroids. Did you have any other surgeries or radiation or stem cell transplants?
No.
No, okay. All right, so it looks like we're almost done with the questions. The last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact number, just in case something happens to you, in case you're unresponsive for a very long time. If we can't reach out to you, we'll reach out to them, just so there's no disruptions in the case so that we can continue. So for the emergency contact, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Well, usually I have my mom as my emergency contact, but she's all the way in Florida, so I guess I've been using my roommate.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. It's just somebody that you trust. It could be a friend, a roommate.
Okay, it's Denise.
Can you spell it for me?
Denice or SE.
SE, okay. And her last name?
Dufferina, Dufferr. Oh, that's always confusing me on her last name. Hold on, let me look.
Okay.
Duf, I think it's Dufferrana, but let me just double check.
Okay, no problem.
That's the one she's always given us like a pop quiz because her boyfriend doesn't know how to spell it either, so, but he
Yeah.
always gets it wrong. Let's see here. Denise. It's Duf. Oh, see, I had it wrong too. Duffrrena.
RRENA. Okay. Denise Dufresne. Okay. And what is her phone
Definitely.
number?
378-2214.
Sorry, 378-2214.
2214.
Okay. And what is the area code?
775.
775. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so that's it. That's all the questions for the intake here. So what I'll do next is I'll send over that retainer agreement. It's a quick DocuSign. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any problems navigating the page. I can help you. Or if you have any questions, you can put me on
Okay.
speaker so that you can
Oh,
ask.
you're on speaker.
Oh,
I
perfect.
dropped my phone or broke my phone, and that's the only way that I can hear you and you can hear me is if I have it on speaker, so.
On speaker. Okay, I hear that. That same thing happened to my boyfriend like a year ago. Like everything was
It's
on
so
speaker.
annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, no problem. So I'm gonna send it over right now. You'll see it. It'll come from either Mass Tort Strategies or it'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, something like that.
Okay.
So
I'm just
it'll,
going to go to my email.
yes, ma'am. It'll go to your
Okay.
email. And they'll also send you a text message. It's the same thing. It's just whichever one's easier to open.
Okay. Well, I'm already in my email, so probably there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you should see it right now.
Yep, got it.
Okay, cool. And then I'll stay on the line with you. While you do that, I'll send another text message with the name and the phone number of the attorneys and then my direct desk line so that you can save it in your contacts.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Do I agree to receive the SMS? Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. DocuSign. Do I allow it to access my device's location?
That's up to you. I don't think it matters. Yeah.
Okay. It says this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps and try again.
Yeah, if you
Okay,
have
so.
any, if there's any like pop-up blockers or anything.
I don't think so. Okay, I just closed all the other windows. No, let me see. Continue.
And then I'll just
Please.
make sure that you are connected to the internet because that's how it transmits the email.
Okay. Please review and act on these documents. I agree to use electronic records and signatures to continue. Okay, got the document up now. Select start to begin. Okay, start. Okay, and now what? Required sign here. So I just sign with my finger?
Yes, I think you either draw it or there's an option where you could select one of the signatures that they already made. It's up to
Oh,
you.
okay. My signature and oh wow, my signature and my initials popped up. Where'd that come from?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's just pre-filled. You just have to choose one of them, and it makes it a lot
Okay.
easier.
Okay. Okay, so no. Okay, you saved. Okay. Okay, so I think it put it in there.
Yeah, and then you should
It's
just
just one time, right?
one time, yes, and then you click next, and then all the boxes that you need to sign, they will be highlighted in yellow.
Okay. Okay, there's another one. They want my initials. Okay. My initials. Oops. Okay, now it just jumps to the next one. Oh, that's kind of different.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. Okay, and then signature requires a sign here. And then initial here. That is so neat.
Right? Yeah.
And sign there. Okay. And then I guess it went back to the top, so it wants, wait, sign there. And finish.
Finish,
Boom.
uh-huh. All right, so let me make sure it went through. Make sure to click where it says finish.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay,
My phone's a
perfect.
little slow.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So I'll just wait a little bit. And yes, I got the notification, so everything looks good. And what you just signed is just the retainer for the attorneys to start working on the case. And I think it's also like a medical release form, so you give them permission to pull the records.
Okay.
All right. And they'll send you another email, so you have a copy of everything that you signed. So you have that for your records.
Okay, good.
So the next thing to expect now is just give them about 5 to 10 business days to review the information and review the documents. Then they'll give you a call. They'll do like a case verification, and then they'll ask you for anything else that they need, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and that's it for
And
me.
your name was what, Natalia?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, my name is
And
Natalia.
okay.
I'm sending the other text message just now. So I sent you my name and my direct desk line and then the name of the law
Okay.
firm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right,
So
perfect.
good. I usually write everything down. It's just force of habit.
Yes, perfect. No, that's good to have records. Okay, so just save my number there as soon as you get the text. And then if you have any
Okay.
other questions or any other concerns, you can text me or you can call me back at that number.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for taking time to talk, call me today.
Of course, and thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You as well.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Right.